There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
216-474-0092. You want to know the latest information, we'll have it for you. As it plays out, just like Za'Darius Smith heading to Detroit. We've talked about that a little bit this morning. I still want your thoughts on that. And if the Browns, did they get enough? I don't know. Did they get enough, Jeff? You tell me. Give up a seventh to get a fifth and a sixth and Za'Darius.
The way they do these things, Andy, I guess they got enough. I don't know. Seriously, I hate these trades. When I was talking to Dan this morning, he said, and I hadn't heard yet, and he said, yep, Za'Darius got traded. And I said, what, they included a seventh and got a fifth? And he said, yeah, and a sixth. I mean, that's the way they do these things now. It's like, great, that's swell.
I don't, who else do you want them to trade? Jeff, do you think, and I brought up, you know, Elijah Moore, I brought up David Njoku. These are names that are out there. I think it's ridiculous if anyone thinks Myles Garrett's going anywhere today. But I do think the rest of the roster is probably open. Open for business if you can come up with something good. I don't envision anyone calling and saying, hey, I want Deshaun Watson today. Anyone? Now, that would be a bombshell.
Don't think that one's happening.
You would hope that someone's had a lot of martinis at about 10 a.m. to make sure that they want to do that one.
And they're saying, you'd have to
include a small third world country.
Possibly. All right, let me throw one out here for you. Greg Newsom's name has been tossed out a little
bit.
Would you guys look at a guy like Greg Newsom to maybe move on from?
Well, here's the thing.
What am I getting?
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you get a
fourth rounder, probably
I just don't think that these are good ideas. It means to me a couple of things. You've given up on your draft choice if you give up a guy like that. Now, you know, if you're trading veterans who you signed on a 1-year deal like Za'Darius Smith, that's a different story.
Right.
I kind of get that, but I think has Greg Newsom been perfect this year? No. Is Greg a good football player? Yeah. He's one of the four guys, Andy, that we talked about yesterday. Of all the guys who have been drafted by Andrew Berry, we think four have actually, you can say, yep, good pick. He's one of them. Why would you give him up and take less value than what you drafted him in? I wouldn't do that. Again, player-for-player trades might be a different story if you think you can add something to your team that can really help you. I'm just not dumping guys. I don't care that you're 2-7. I'm thinking the rest of this year and beyond. I want Greg Newsom here.
I'm just looking back, and so Greg, let's say you traded Greg Newsom, so you're giving up on 21, and Jed Wills just became a bench player from 2020. that leaves you what? How many first round picks? Miles?
Njoku was a first round pick.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, same draft as and can
and
you name
Jabril
the third
Peppers.
Person? Yeah, I was going
nice
to play
job.
A little trivia with him.
Nice. Hold on.
Nice.
Where's Corey Coleman? Anybody seen him lately?
Oh, boy.
Is he done?
All right. Let me throw you another. Dalvin Tomlinson do anything for either of you? Would you move on possibly from another guy like Za'Darius Smith who's a veteran presence?
Isn't Dalvin, he's under contract for another year or two, isn't he?
He is under contract for another 2 years after this.
No worry. Well, He's staying, man. It's too hard to build that defensive line.
Exactly.
Get comfortable. You can go bent. You can go buy, not rent. Or you can get bent. One of the two. I don't know. What was that? So rent, buy, together it's bent.
I'm good with get bent, too. I like the three.
No. Rent, I like buy, him. I want him to stay. Let's keep him. What's Johnny in a car want? Johnny in a car.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Johnny in
One.
A car.
Sounds like a song.
Yes. I'm no longer in the car. But anyway, if you trade a guy, I don't understand why there's a cap hit. Don't they take his whole salary? And then the second is, could you do something ridiculous like sign, like restructure the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, to like a 5-7 year deal so you could spread it out over the years and then just never play him?
All great questions for our capologist, Dan Menigan. Thank you, Johnny.
I'll readily admit I don't get all that stuff. I don't understand it. They have financial people that they hire to help them do all this stuff. We don't have a financial person. We have Menigan.
We have Dan, and Dan's not even good at math, but he does understand some of this stuff.
So
you know why? Because he's got a Texas Instrument calculator. That's why he knows how to do all this stuff.
I downloaded a whole bunch of games on mine. I have Pong and all sorts of stuff. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Those TI-83 calculators? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can download all sorts of fun stuff on those.
You can?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
You think
that thing's just for math? Nay, nay.
Well, I always wonder, they always make you go up. They're like $125, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're like little computers.
I didn't realize they were like that. No. Mm-hmm. I just, the kids have them, so I didn't even think about that. I need this for class, Dad. I'm like, it's $125.
Oh, you got to ask them what games they've downloaded on that thing and then watch them go, oh, it doesn't do that. And watch them panic. So, you know. All right, so the way that the NFL works, and it's the way that the NFLPA is negotiated as well. It's a little bit of...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of like, you know, it's a little bit of like promise that, hey, you're not going to get moved all over the place. Like this is baseball or basketball or anything like that. It's part of the negotiation that there's a cap hit that comes with everything for both, you know, teams, the team that traded them, team that acquired them as well, so that these guys aren't moved all over the place. I don't know why that is. It's just kind of the way that it is. And I know that's not the answer that anybody is looking for, but it's the best answer I can give you.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let's go to Jack in Solon. Counselor, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
So I called to scold you.
Who, me or Jeff?
Both of you.
Oh, we're up, Jeff. Let's hang on. We got to go sit in the corner.
Hang on before the scolding. Is this billable hours, Jeff?
So,
funny.
I'm going to. So, the response I give to you guys talking about the trade deadline is the same response I give to my clients when they call me with a serious problem. And that is, who cares? No, just kidding. But here's the thing.
Practice is going well, huh, Jack?
Can we please, the cattle, let me just say this.
Oh, are you really going here?
It's who cares.
Okay.
And our Cavaliers are 8-0, and they're going to be 9-0 after tomorrow night. Can we please, I don't care about the Browns anymore. I mean, who cares that we're giving away picks, draft picks that we're going to blow anyway?
I don't care anymore. Talk about the team that is going to save this city for the winter, and that's going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Please.
Jack, that's coming up later on in the show.
It is. I'm looking at the rundown.
Trade deadline,
and I think we've actually said that, but there is a trade deadline at 4. That's right. And there's nothing else going on today.
So. Mike Florio is going to join us at noon.
There's something going on today. I just left the office. I'm going to Glen Eagles.
Oh, that's okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's good.
That's my boy.
I thought you were going to give us a scouting report on Solon football for next season.
No, I'll give you a scouting report on how much the wind is blowing at Glen Eagles and blowing the leaves onto the green.
All right. Well, make sure you stop by and have a...
Always tough to play golf in the fall because you lose the golf ball under leaves.
Yeah, it's really tough on November 5th to be golfing in 75-degree weather. It's very tough, but somebody has to do it.
All right, then try to hit them straight.
Jack, you're just the guy to do it.
And there, it's all billable hours. I'm sure you're working with clients out there, too. Thank you, Jack.
I'm going to bill somebody. Take care.
Thank you. They have really good burgers there, too. The restaurant.
Though. Perpetual nice. Life winner. Billable hours.
True. John is in a car. Hi, John.
John.
Do you feel the excitement of the trade deadline the way we do?
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to make a note. You keep saying Za'Darius Smith is on a one-year contract. He's on a two-year contract. We originally signed him for one, and then last year we signed him for two. I just put on Twitter to you guys a copy of info on that contract, but I think that makes the trade less favorable for the Browns because he is on a two-year contract. We had him through next year.
In the NFL, you can get rid of those things. There was no way they were going to pick that up.
No guaranteed money left on that salary, so you can get out of that.
But wouldn't you want him? I mean, I thought he did well for us. Wouldn't you rather have him here?
My guess is
we basically netted a fifth-round pick out of it.
My guess is that they're thinking Alex Wright comes back next year, and he's the starter there, John.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
And there you have
it. Great show always, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you hitting us up at CLE Talking Heads. Let's go Larry in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. I think I'd like to say, man, anyway, we can trade Kabaski in the office coordinator because, man, they ruined the team.
And Dorsey? Kapanski and Dorsey?
You can trade coaches?
Ken Dorsey.
Ken Dorsey. I thought it was Dorsey. Okay, I'm sorry. Man, Kapanski is the, I don't know.
Resilience here. Because, man, there's no way the heck that we 11-5 last year and we got flat. Why? Because he did the same thing he did in Minnesota. That's why they got rid of him, because he's cocky, arrogant, man. We need somebody.
Wait. Minnesota didn't get rid of him. We went after him.
Oh, God.
It's not like he got fired.
You might not like him, but don't say cocky and arrogant.
I like him, but, man, to think about it, where's his stamina at, man? We need somebody like, man, go get that coach.
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel, man.
See, I can read your mind. Coach Kapanski, Dorsey. Those guys, you got it all, Larry. You got it all, my man.
No, what I'm saying, man, we need somebody that's been here, that know how to
help
the team when they got to struggle.
All right, Larry. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you calling. Kapanski. So wait, Kapanski's right, but Dorsey is wrong?
Ed.
I'm confused. Dan, help me with that, please. No?
Look, I don't know if I'm the one you want to talk to on how to talk good.
All right, me either, but I'm just, he was just,
I can't write, I can't do math, I can hardly speak, I'm not the one you want to come to.
He was totally doubling down on Kapanski, though. I'm just saying. I mean, if you're gonna do it, lean into it. That's what I always say. Take the base. Kevin Kapanski, now I'm doing it. I teed myself up for that.
Kevin Kapanski?
That's right.
That's the best part of all of it.
I know a guy named Kapanski.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell us anything about him? Or
does that count for something?
No. If he's listening, he knows who he is.
All right. Well, that's good.
This feels like shady backroom doings in Jeff Phelps' life.
Don't like to out my friends on the air. You know.
Are we?
This is shady backroom doings in the life of Phelps.
Do we really think Kevin Stefanski is the problem? I mean, like, I can't believe. I understand why people might want to blame the head coach.
No, but in the NFL, head coaches take hits.
So who's going to take the hit at the end of the year? I still think
it could be Kevin.
I don't know. I think
it could be Andrew Berry.
Is someone taking, like, what would it take for these guys not to take a hit? any of the three?
It could be that they didn't have anything to do with Deshaun Watson being here, so they don't get blamed.
Possible. All right, Mary Kay Cabot, hopefully she's got answers for us. We'll talk to her next. Baskin and Phelps plus Mike Florio at noon. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.